The World Health Organization meets on May 22, and on the agenda is a potential pandemic treaty which would allow the WHO to direct countries in how they control pandemics. Would you consider signing up to that and handing over any controls to the organisation?
I have always been supportive right from the outset and was criticised heavily, I stress, heavily, mocked in fact by the Labor Party for saying the WHO should have those powers and those authorities to be able to go and deal with pandemic situations, because we all know what happened at the start of this pandemic. The problem is we don't know what happened at the start of this pandemic, and I was the one calling to ensure that we had an independent process to understand what happened so it couldn't be repeated. So I have been in the vanguard of those moves internationally to ensure that there is greater protection for world health, to ensure that those world health authorities can come and understand what's going on and be able to assist countries to be able to prevent the spread and outbreak of major infectious diseases. Now, we'll look at the text of all of that, but we have been amongst the countries that have been positive about these sorts of changes. Have to look closely at what the detail is in these things, as you always must. But the idea that countries can just say, no, you can't come in and have a look at a pandemic that's about to break out and actually affect the public health and the economy of the entire world, as we saw with this pandemic, then I think it's only sensible that that's an area of international cooperation that is very, very important. And I've been consistent on that. And remember, the Labor Party mocked me for saying that that was a good idea.